Let's learn.
I have to leave a little bit earlier. So, conference call in Indian. But I want to finish the text of the actual Maimer from the Tzemach Tzedek that we began 2 weeks ago in Ahavas Yisrael. And then next week we can begin to learn it B'Iyun. We'll start again and we'll learn it B'Iyun. To learn it very carefully. This Maimer is one that one can take with him, must take with him through life. We're on page in the text that I have on page Chav Tes. I don't know what the furthest that is. It could be from the other text, but it's we're up to where it says V'lachein Zo Kol HaTorah Kula. Right after the parentheses of the Maramakim Shir Shim Ches Zayin. So find it to the beginning. I'll get. Which one do you have? Which summer seven? You have this. Yeah, you have the same one. Oh, where? Kuf Aleph. Page Kuf Aleph in the photo stat. Kuf Aleph. Beginning where, right after the quote of Maim Rabban Lo Yuchlu, where it's in parentheses, Shir Hashirim Chazayin, right after that, V'lochein Zel Kolotor Kulim. Page Kuf Aleph. We're in the Olam HaTikun. The Tzemach Tzedek has taken us into the Olam HaTikun, into a world where there's his kalus of all Nishmais Yisrael, Kaimis Adam Arishin, with all of the Neshamas, on Echlolos, Zubizu, Zebezeh, all of the Neshamas are limbs and organs of one Kaima, of one reality, the Guf of Adam Arishin. And that Olam HaTikun V'ahav L'Recha Kamarcha means Kamarcha Mamish. Because the truth is that each and every Jew is Be'emes. Be'etzem HaKamarcha is a limb, an organ of that metaphysical reality that's the Guf of Adam Arishin, and all Jews are bound together as the limbs and organs of the same body. And that's Kamarcha Mamish. And the Tzemach Tzedek has just finished explaining an additional, deeper mahalach in the inyan of Yahav L'Recha Kamaycha, that the same way that a person doesn't see a choiv la'atzma, he can't see a choiv la'atzma. It doesn't mean that he doesn't see his own faults. Everybody knows his own faults. Any honest person recognizes his faults and knows his faults more than anybody else in the world knows his faults. Einarei chayv la'atzma means that yidia, the fact that he knows that, does not bring him to a state of espilus, of self-disgust and loathing, that he can't bear himself. Adarabah, he continues loving himself in the way that he did before, and the chayv that he sees, his own shortcomings and faults, all of that are not toifes mokum etzlai. Those were the words that we learned in Tzemach Tzedek. Are not toifsim, ain't toifsim mokum klal lispar mizeh. Because whatever he sees is completely bottled in the tremendous love that he has, because this is himself. It's him. V'ahavt l'recha kamarcha means that once one recognizes this mitzis na'olam hatikun, that every single Jew is another limb and organ of the same guf of Adam Arishin, in the same way a person doesn't see a chayv la'atzma, he doesn't see a chayv la'acher. Which means he's not oblivious to the other person's faults, the same way he's not oblivious to his own problems. A person's a bal seichel. And probably, I'm assuming that, like myself, many of you have had a hard time with the obligation of being done a person like Kaf Schus, and sometimes you've seen in books, especially some of the English books that have come out over the years, and even in Makar, and even in the Makar Rishon from certain Svarim, where the need of being Danakav Schus is to somehow come up with the most convoluted story that could fa'emfer up this person's behavior, which is obviously a problem. Where you see that someone's doing something that's clearly wrong, and he repeats that behavior, and as children we were told, well, you have to try to come up with a good story to explain this person's behavior. And how much imagination can you have? You know, how you see there are things that are just terrible, that they're wrong. And being dan l'chav schus, if the whole yesod of one's being able to be dan l'chav schus is having a good imagination, and say, well, you know, the reason that that person shot somebody is because the gun, he didn't know that it does that, and he was, you know, all of, and then somebody, maybe somebody took that person and put him in front of the gun, and he didn't mean it, maybe sikidu metoyve, shoot me. I mean, all of these bizarre stories that we were supposedly asked to create in order to be done another person l'kav schus, which we have problems with. Then when it comes to the halachas of Lashon Hara, which a person has to be a Talmid Chacham to learn, Shemitza Lashon, Chafetz Chaim, to understand and to know the halachas, is very, very complicated. So many books have come out to try to simplify and to bring it more to our Madrigan. Of course, we have to learn this form and do our best to know the halachas. But again, if a person hasn't entered into the pnimius of the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, so then these techniques of trying to figure out the schus for the person, of how to explain what happened, or having to rely upon a certain diuk in the Chavetz Chaim in order to hold myself back from saying something about another person, all of these, of course, are not accessing the shorish of the mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael. Because once a person enters into the pnimius of the mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael, there's bechlal no inyan of saying Lashon Hara. The same way that a person doesn't speak Lashon about himself. It's bechlal no inyan of having a convoluted explanation why this and why that. It's a different world altogether, Olam HaTikun, that we're talking about. But of course, one has to learn all of these halachas, and we're not holding it in the highest madrig of Ahavas Yisrael. And even if he would be, we still would not know whether this is mutter, this is usher, and so on. We have to know all the halachas. L'chein zel kol ha-Torah kula. We began with the question: how could it be that this is kol ha-Torah kula? How could it be that the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael is the entirety of Torah? What does it have to do with Shabbos, with Kashrus, with Tefillin, with Mezuzah? What does it have to do with the Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai? What does it have to do with anything? It has to do with the mitzvahs ben Avraham Chaver, we understand. But kol ha-Torah kula, what Hillel HaZaken said to that fellow that came to convert, kol ha-Torah kula, all of Torah, so we understand. I hope you have the place yet. No? Kuf Aleph. L'chein zo kol ha-Torah kula. So they're using the one that I have. The old, so they don't have the old. Okay. So you have to look with another somebody else or listen. L'chein zel kol ha-Torah kula sh'aydei hiskalus nishmeis Yisrael elu be'elu. That through the hiskalus of nishmeis Yisrael, understanding that nishmeis Yisrael are bound one to the other. Again, we'll learn that much more ba'aymek. V'hoyu la'achadim mamish. It's kamoich ha-mamish. Kilu hikoima achas levad, like it's one body. I there's a gerim lamaila in yinifla shu yisoid v'tachlas kol ha-Torah kula. If a person lives with this understanding that all nishmais yisrael akulais zebeze are bound one with the other in the way that we were learning in the beginning. That causes there to take place above. Something happens in the higher world that is the tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit. Again, we're going to learn what this means. A yichud, a unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. She Shechinte hi imot haTorah matronisim akar nishmas Yisrael. The Shechina is the mother, the matronisa, the makar of nishmas Yisrael is the Shechina. Shechina means that place or that reality from which all the souls of the Jewish people come. Kini shufra de Yaakov mein shufra de Adam. Chazal tells us that the beauty of Yaakov Avinu was me'ein shufra de Adam. It was like the beauty of Adam. U'pirush she Yaakov hayaklolos kol ha'neshonos. Yaakov Avinu included within himself. In other words, when we say that Yaakov what resembled was like Adam Arishan, it means that the continuation of that mitzias, of his kalos of all nishmas Yisrael from Adam Arishan, would continue in Yaakov Avinu. Perish Yaakov hayaklolos kol ha'neshamos u'me'ein shufra d'odem ha'elyon. And what's the makor of that mitzias of nishmas Yisrael in that state of unity of oneness, the Shechina, that comes from Adam ha'elyon, she'al ha'kisei. Humara d'mus kvayd Hashem. We know the Chazal tell us that the image of Yaakov Avinu is engraved by the Kisya HaKavod of Hashem. By that Kisya HaKavod, all Nishmas Yisrael are one. The Shechina. All Nishmas Yisrael are one in its source, which is called the Shechina. And that is the image of Yaakov Avinu by the Kisya HaKavod, by Hashem's throne. Humara d'muz kvayt Hashem, ki chelak Hashem amoy. Ki chelak Hashem amoy. The chelak of Hashem in this world is Am Yisrael. And by Hashem's Baruch's throne, by the Odom Ha'elyon, Hashem's Kivyochel, that reality which is the makor of Nishmas Yisrael, the Shechina, is called Odom. It's called Odom Ha'elyon, Kivyochel, the Shechina Hashem above. Not in his essence. That's beyond. But the Shechina. Ukshem Iskalim Nishmas Yisrael. When Jews are in that state of Hiskalus, one with the other, in a state of Tikkun, of Yahav L'Racha Kamaycha, V'hoyu La'achodim, and they are bound one to the other, and they see each other in that way. Aydeze Nasa Echod Be'echod. That brings about a Yichud of the Shechina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, all of this we're going to come back to and talk about by Riches. I just wanted that we should familiarize ourselves with the words. That brings to a yichud of Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all of Nishmas Yisrael is Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel is Hashem Himself. Yichud Kutshubichu Shechinte takes place whenever you and I understand and live in this way of a haft l'rechav kamaycha, of his kalus haneshamas. So then, there's a yichud echad be'echad, sh'Hashem Yisbaruch misyached im ha'Yisrael, that Hashem then is misyached, Hashem is misyached, he binds himself to that chefza that's called Yisrael. But that cheft is only called Yisrael when it's not broken and shattered into a million pieces, Jews who are fighting and arguing and see nothing in common with each other. But when Jews are in a state of v'hayu l'achadim, echad, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyached im Yisrael, v'hayu l'achadim, this is the tachlis of all Torah mitzvahs. And the Tzemach Tzedek explains, Shabbos, Kashrus, Tefillin, Mezuzah, everything. V'hayu l'achadim, Vein ha'odim de la'ela roya chayv la'atzmai. He says there's an amazing thing here. Vein ha'odim de la'ela roya chayv la'atzmai. then the Adam de la Eila, the Adam above, Kivyachal himself, Ein ha Adam de la Eila roya chayv la atzmoy, vazu oival kol pesha shal hi Yisrael. So when the Jewish people are one with each other, then we're able to be one with Kodesh Baruch Hu. When the Shechina is intact, remember the Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. So when all Nishmas Yisrael are bound one with the other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyached with the Shechina. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyached with the Shechina, then Kivyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then exists with the Shechina, with Knesset Yisrael, in a state of unity. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that the right arm doesn't see anything wrong with the left arm, or the right arm is not nispol from something that's different with the left arm, when Nishmas Yisrael are bound one with the other, then they're connected in oneness to Hashem, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Odom above, does not see any Rochav la'atzmoy, because then we become Atzmoy Kivyochel of Hashem. We become Chelek Hashem Amoy. The Jewish people are Chelek Hashem, are one with Hashem. And when we're one with Hashem, then Hashem doesn't see anything bad about the Jewish people. And then even though Jews are doing things that maybe they shouldn't be doing, Hashem is over al pesha. He's not nispol from it. Because you're not nispol from yourself when you yourself do something that's wrong. Because of that unity of your being one with yourself. You're one with yourself. You are who you are. And you're one kum, you're one mitzias. Therefore your right arm is not nispol from something that goes wrong with the left arm. It's all one mitzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol is ein roi chav la'atzmo. Now Hashem knows everything. But I also know my own faults. But I'm not nispol for my own faults. You know why? Because this is all me. It's echad be'echad. So I'm not nispol for my faults. I still love myself. So because of all the ahava is so strong, because I understand that this is all me. And the ahava is so strong, so I'm not nispol from any chayvis, any problems, any faults. So when Jews are in a state of echad, then there's a yichu kutshubichu ushchintei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shechina, which is Am Yisrael, it all becomes one. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nispol from the faults of the Jewish people. And he's over al kol pesha shel HaYisrael. He sees the faults. But it's a state of Echad Bechad. And in the world of Tikkun, of Echad Bechad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel, if Chelek Hashem Amo, he's not nispol, because it's Chelek Hashem Amo. Because the Jewish people and Hashem are absolutely one. So all limbs and organs of that unbelievable thing that's called Adam Ha'elyon, of Hashem Kivyochel above. Command Misadche B'yom HaRabba, like a drop that's in his bottle in a big ocean. Or Kamesha Kosov, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, V'lo Ro Amol B'Yisrael, it says in Pashas Balak, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, that Hashem doesn't perceive any sins, any iniquities, it literally means. He doesn't see any perversity in Am Yisrael. Hashem doesn't perceive, doesn't see anything wrong with Jews. That's what it says in Pasuk. Bilam is trying to curse us. Balak wants us to be cursed by Bilam. And Hashem changes the brach into the klola, curse into a blessing. And kivyochel, Hashem says, it says in Pasuk, lehibit avim b'yachal, l'oram will be so. You want that Bilam should curse? It's not possible. Hashem doesn't see anything wrong with the Jewish people. There's nothing to curse. And it says in Pasuk, why? Lehibit avim b'yachal, l'oram will be so. V'nei sh'Hashem elokav, Hashem elokav imay. Hashem, vein odim roya al derech moshel chayvus atzma. So that since Hashem and his nation are one, and the din is, and the mitzias is, al derech moshel, that a person doesn't see anything wrong with himself, meaning we now understand he sees what's wrong with himself, but he's over al pesha, he's not spoiled from what's wrong with himself, because it's himself, and he loves himself, and he understands that all of this is who he is. That when what? Lehibit avim b'yakel, l'ram will be Yisrael. Hashem l'kav imoy. He says, ve'en adam roya adarach moshel chayvus atzmoy. B'day l'mevin. He says, it's enough for the one who understands. V'ein perish lehipit l'ra'a. When it says in the pasuk lehipit avim biyakev leirah, Hashem doesn't see anything wrong with Jews. He doesn't see our sins. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, "Ain't that perish lehipit leirah v'leirah shenei alom miminachas shalom?" It doesn't mean that our sins are hidden from God. It doesn't mean He doesn't know what's wrong with us. Chas v'shalom, ka'kol golov yadua. Hashem knows everything. Hashem sees everything. If you think you could hide, you can't hide from Hashem. So what does it mean? It doesn't see any of our various. So the pasuk says, Hashem us melech bay. Nothing's hidden from God. Chazal say, even a little conversation that takes place between a husband and a wife, Hashem hears everything, Hashem sees everything. Ella. It says in Iyov, Hashem sees what's wrong, but v'lo yizboin, He doesn't pay attention to it. He overlooks it. V'lo yizboin, He doesn't dwell upon it. He sees everything. Hashem sees everything, but He doesn't dwell upon our averus. That would be a fantastic thing if we could be zeicher for that. No, it's a fantastic program. What this means is the fact that God knows what's wrong, which is and as far as Hashem's knowing is concerned, ein lo gvul v'tachlis, God's knowing is infinite. He knows everything, but the fact that He knows that is not from that does not bring lidei hispailus b'midas hagvur. It does not awaken the midas hadin. It doesn't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use the Midas HaGvur. Why? Ki Ahava Techase. Because the love covers everything. That's what we ask. Yagoylu Rachamecha al Midas Secha. Yagoylu Rachamecha al Midas Secha. That the Ahava should wash over and roll over the Midas HaDin. Kamesha Kosev, as it says in Eve. That Hashem, the midah of Elohim of Din is covered. Elokahu kel vavhei shu chesed elyon hamakiv. That the midah of Aleph Lamed, even though the name Elohim normally means Din, but Eloka is Aleph Lamed. Elokahu kel vavhei shu chesed elyon hamakiv. Come on, Shekosu Beitz Chama. Again, we're going to go into all of this mitzvah, which is chesed elyon hamakiv. The name Elohim is Din, but Eloka is Aleph Lamed, which is Chesed Vavhei, Chesed Elyon Hamakiv, which is the highest love and the highest Chesed, as it says in the Kisvei Hari. Masha'en Kain, Im Yesh Pirut Chasa Shalom B'Yisrael, if Jews are fighting with each other, if Jews see each other as each one being separate from the other, that means that there's no Inyan of Knesset Yisrael Chalila in this world, there's no Guf Echad, but it's rather two completely separate and different Jews, and they don't see each other as one Metzias, as a Koyim Ha'achaz. Mashayim Kim Yesh Pirut Chasham B'Yisrael, Kol Asher by Mum LeYikrov. We already learned that Tzemach Tzedek said that when there's a Mum, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. The Torah says if something is damaged, if something is blemished, all of the damages, all that is blemished, all that is wrong is seen, is open, and is clear. And Hashem's Baruch says, don't bring it to me. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Don't bring me this carbon to Mizbech. And if you're a Kohen, that you're a Balmum, you can't work in the Beis Hamikdash. You can't do that. You can't bring a carbon. You can't do that Avodah. And then what happens above? The Yigrim Lamala. In other words, you notice all the Mum. You notice all the everything is wrong. Everything's defective. You notice in the other Jew. Not only do you notice it, but you nispol from it. Again, you know what's wrong with somebody. But you're still able to be down the kav schus, and the diuk in the lashon of the Mishnah is unbelievable. It says, "Have you done as kol ha'adam lekav schus?" You hear? Have you done as kol ha'adam? It's only when you understand in the deepest way that all Jews together create something that's called ha'adam. Ha'adam, which is ha'adam, Knesset Yisrael, Adam Arishim, Guf Echad. Adam ha'elyon, kutshibichu, and shechina. Have you done as kol ha'adam l'kav schus? If you understand that it's ha'adam, that I'm not just this separate Jew, but there's something that's called Ha'adam. In other words, even though because I occupy a separate goof, so it looks to me like it's me and it's him and it's her and it's him and it's her, and everybody's separate and everybody's different, and they have different personalities, and this one comes as a Sfadi and an Ashkenaz and so on. All this chilukim, all of these differences, that's only mitzad ha'guf. But mitzad nishmas Yisrael, it's Adam is guf echad. The side of Adam ha'rishon, of Adam ha'elyon is echad. Everything is echad, and the different limbs and organs of one reality that's echad. And it's only occupying separate gufim. It's only mitzad the guf that they're separate. Then you don't have to come up with some crazy story to be Dalekav Schus. You don't have to come up with a crazy story. Because the same way that you see that there's something wrong with you, but the ahav that you have is always Mlamas Schus on yourself. Not to say that you never did that thing. How are you supposed to Mlamas Schus on yourself if you know that you did it? If God forbid a person cheats on the final, says Mlamas Schus on himself, maybe I didn't cheat. Maybe I didn't cheat. So that's not the limud schus. Limud schus is. So then I say that's not so good because you know you cheat. So then the limud schus is, well, it's my parents' fault because they got me so nervous that I better come home with everything with, you know, I have to have a GPA 4.1 or something. So I had no choice because I had no choice. My parents, like everything else that's wrong in my life, it's my parents' fault. They drove me to cheat on my test. But it's a limud schus on me and so on. And then you start to have all different kinds of limudim to be lamas chus in yourself. The bottom line is al kol pshom techasa ahava. The real limas chus is that at the end of the day, even though you know that you did something that's not right, you go on living with yourself because it's yourself. That's the real limas chus. All the lamdas doesn't add up to that limas chus. Hevidonis kol ha'adam lekav chus. If we just say, have you done kol Adam lekavskus? Have you done kol ha-Adam? Who's the Adam? Have you done his kol ha-Adam? With that one letter of Chazal are hinting to all that we're talking about. Have you done his kol ha-Adam lekavskus? Ein Adam roi chayv la'atzmai. He knows what's wrong with himself. He knows that he did something that's wrong. And be'emes, he knows that it's not his parents. I mean, he did something that's wrong. So you could come up with all kinds of terutzim, justifications, and rationalizations, and chulu v'chulu. And when you learn the simple pshat, and have no kolos hamos kavskus, so then the halacha says, the same way you would try to rationalize something that you did wrong, try to rationalize what the other person did wrong. But the pnimius of have you done es kol ha'adam lekavskus is, the same way that I go on with myself, because the ahava is so strong, that it's what? That as a result of that, I'm not spoiled for what's wrong with me. That's the ikr. I'm not nispoil. It doesn't cause me to hate myself. It doesn't cause me to see myself as somebody that's low and disgusting. And the mimela, I justify it and rationalize it because of this and this and that. But that's only because it's me. When it comes to somebody else, how come I can't come up with all the fancy lambdas? Because it's him, it's not me. With me, I have all kinds of fancy lambdas. So halacha comes along and says the same way you have all the lambdas for yourself, to emphasize up all of your problems, you should use your lambdas on somebody else. But it's always hard to do that, right? It's hard to do that. When it comes to yourself, you can come up with all the lambdas. You can come up with all kinds of explanations. But when it comes to another person, it's hard to do that. Because the pnimius is not the lambdas. The pnimius is that when it's yourself, ain't adam roi chayv la'atzmo, you're not in the spoil from it. So in mele, you can come up with the lambdas. But when it comes to another person, since you see that person as being outside of you, separate, distinct, and different, and you're not in the place of ha'adam, have you done? It's called ha'adam. So mimela, it's very hard to come up with all the lambda shetirutsim to explain why this person acts that way. So you say it, but you don't really believe it. You say, well, you know, it could be his parents put a lot of pressure on him. But, for you, it would be a good teretz why you cheated. But for the other person, you feel funny saying it. Because for you, it's because it's you. And the ahava is strong because this is you. But when it comes to the other person, you see him as somebody outside of yourself. So then it's hard to believe the lumness that you're making up about him. It's hard to really buy into that. You try to, because it's a halacha, and you try to say that, you know, he really didn't mean it, he really didn't do it, and that's not, you know. But it's hard to do that. But when it's heavy done, it's called ha'odam, the Kav says, ha'odam. When you understand and you believe, when you believe that it's the Ramach and Shasah and all part, it's everything is, and you look at that other Jews, mamish, echad be echad with you, again, it's a big madrega, we're going to talk a lot more about it. How to be mechazik ourselves with this. When you come to echad be'echad with another Jew, so then ain't the merchav la'atzmai. That other person is atzmai ve'had l'recha kamaycha. And then higher than everything is that kivyachal himself is lahibit avim bi'akev le'ram will be Yisrael. Because then there's a yichu kudjubichu shchimtek, and all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael together in this thing that's called Shechina, and there's a yichud of Kutchubichu and Shechintei, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees himself and Am Yisrael as being one mitzias, one guf, and the same way that Hashem doesn't see anything wrong with himself, he doesn't see anything wrong with us. It means he knows what's wrong with us, but he's not nisbov. He's not nisbov. It's an amazing thing. Mashen kem yesh pir chashom b'Yisrael, then that causes there to be above chilila a separation with the kutchubichu and knesset. Because now, who's Hashem misyachid with? Who's Hakadosh Baruch Hu misyachid with? There are 5 million Jews that are fighting with each other, arguing with each other. They're all separate pieces. There's no odem echad. There's no echad beechad of the Shechina and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vaz yiroy es achayv, and then if we're separate from Hashem. If the Shechina is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem sees the faults, and it's no longer him. It's not a mitzias of Chelik Yisrael Amoy, Chelik Hashem Amoy. It's already separate, Chas V'Shalom. And if it's not Hashem Kivyochel, then it's outside of Hashem. It's only using that lotion of nothing's outside of it. Then it's no longer Chelik Hashem Amoy, and then Hashem sees the faults and sees the problems, meaning that then the Midas HaDin is Nispo. The Midas HaDin is awakened. The Midas HaDin. Was Yeroya Sachayv, Uberfrat Olov, Shuha Mafrid Rachmon Lutzlam Yizeh, Uberchenu Avinu Kolonu Ke'echon. If we ask Hashem, Uberchenu Avinu Kolonu Ke'echon. Uberchenu Hashem, Uberchenu Avinu Kolonu Ke'echon. Kolonu Ke'echon. The brachas all come when we live in a state of Kolonu Ke'echon. Then it's Barchenu Avinu. And we have one father, and everybody is a different limb and organ of the same Guf Echad of Adam Rishon. Barchenu Avinu Kolonu Ke'echad. And it says in Shir Hashem, Kulach Yofer Rayasi. Kulach Yofer. Only when we're in a state of Kulach. Kol Ha'adam. Kulach. Then it's what? Then Hashem's Kulach Yofer Rayasi. Umum Einbach. I don't see any mumim. What do you mean Hashem doesn't see any mumim? But when we're in that state of kulach yof kulach kol ha'adam kulach, then it's yofer rayasi umum einbach, and there's nothing wrong with the Jews. Umum einbach, no blemishes. Umum einbach. Menasse begins yichu kutshubichu shchinte. The whole Shir Hashim is on this Nakuda. Anila doidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'aniloi, yofat rayosi, rayosi, mum einbach. It's a yichu kudshubichu shchimte. Chosn kala, kala chosn, can't see anything wrong. Choylus ahav, ani. Choylus ahav. A person's lovesick with himself, that even though he knows his faults, he knows his sins, he knows his problems. And if he would be nispal from them, he wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. He would, God forbid, he would kill himself. That's how he wouldn't be able to be soivel himself. So how is he able to be soivel himself? The Teretz is, because the end of the Merchav La'atzim, he's not nispal from these things, because it's me. And the Ahava of Echad, Yofa'at Rayosi, Mum Einbach. I know that I have these mumim. I understand in Seichel. But the fact that I know this in Seichel is not ma'ur, the midas halev, that I should hate myself and God forbid, want to leave the world. Nasi b'chnez yichu g'shubichu shchintay, gilu or ein soif, b'mekar nishmais Yisrael, the revelation of the infinite light of God that is one with the makar of that's what it means makar nishmas Yisrael. The nishmas Yisrael, the root of nishmas Yisrael is from the highest place of our Ein Sof, of the infinite light of God. The mevi echad be'echad. V'zeh soid tamim tia im Hashem Elokech. Tamim is tamimus tamim, like the carbon that doesn't have a mum. It's a tamim. Tamim tiyim Hashem lekecha, perfect and whole, unblemished. K'mayish Hashem lekecha im klolus nishmas Yisrael, the same way that Hashem is in a state of tam, tmimus, wholeness and perfection and oneness. K'mayish Hashem lekecha im klolus nishmas Yisrael b'chinas tam, perfect. Dahainu he'aris chachmi ilo b'klolus evam deshchintei v'haftu recha k'mayicha. The same as Kivyochel, Hashem doesn't see anything with himself. Chas v'shalom, that's wrong. That's how you should be. He doesn't see anything wrong with himself, meaning with himself, / the Shechina, all Nishmas Yisrael, which is one with Hashem, in that state of Echad Be'echad. So, you should be like that with another Jew. That's how you should live with other Jews. That's how you should be with other Jews. The same way that there's that belief in Hashem Echad, and a person is prepared to be Meis Nefesh to die, Hashem Echad, there's the understanding that all Nishmas Yisrael is Echad Be'echad with the Kadosh Baruch. When we learn this more, we're going to talk about how it sounds like this is something that's just beyond how can we come to this. It's not true. We can come to this, and we can work on this, and we're going to learn. We'll talk about how to do this. And that's what Hillel told the guy that came to convert. He told him that everything is kol Torah kula is v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. Everything is the whole Yiddishkeit is v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. V'idach perushahu, and everything else in Yiddishkeit is a perush of this. Is a commentary on this, which is all of Yiddishkeit, which is v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. So the question: how could that be? What does it have to do with Shabbos and Kashrus and so on? Sherei kol hamitzvahs, because the tachlis of all Yiddishkeit, the tachlis of all mitzvahs, the whole purpose of our being in this world, of being Jews and being in this world, is liyached kodesh b'ruchu shchintei, is to reunite Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, the Olam HaTikun, to fix the world of Tohu, and to live with Hakadosh Baruch Hu in that Olam HaTikun. That's the tachlis of our being in this world. That's the tachlis of all Torah mitzvahs, all Yiddishkeit. And that, in order for there to be that state of Shechina and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of Yichud Kutshubichu Shchintei, of all Nishmas Yisrael being together as one by the Kisya covered by Yaakov Avinu, which is the makor of Nishmas Yisrael. That depends on what? It's totally bizgalus ahava amitis. It depends on the deepest and truest love between Jews being revealed in this world. Adlias kamaycha mamish. Vahafter rahat, that you understand it's kamaycha mamish. And when we understand that, then that brings about a yichud that kamaycha mamish, Hashem and the Jewish people is kamaycha mamish. And when Hashem and Am Yisrael is Chelk Hashem Amo is Kamaycha Mamish, he doesn't see. Leira, Lehipadov and Biakov, Leira Malbi Yisrael. Kamaycha Mamish. Hashem and the Jewish people is Kamaycha Mamish. Kamaycha Mamish. Kamaycha Mamish. That Hashem is called our best friend. Kamaycha Mamish. If you do that, Re'acha, Re'avicha, Kamaycha Mamish. Chelk Hashem Amo. If I see that other Jew as an inseparable part of myself, then Kivyoch Hashem sees each and every Jew as an inseparable part of himself. And if that, and once that's that mid is mezgala in Shemayim, then Hashem is oiv al pesha. Then the midas hagvur, the midas hadin is not misoyer, is not awake. Yegol rachamech al midasach. It's not gvur. Gvur always means to separate and to put a spotlight on something. Gvur is ben dom la dom, ben din la din. Means gvura din always means din. Halach din means it's this, it's not that. It means tamei tahar, right? Also mutter, potter chayev. It's always making chilukim. That's what din is. Din always means to make chilukim, to separate, to make distinctions. So when one person is separating himself from another person, that's mo'eridim. That's din. When he's saying that this Jew is not me, there's no kamaycha. And he makes a havchana between this person and himself. That's mo'er the gevuras. Chalila. That's mo'er gevuras. The whole Indian of gevuras is to make separations. Ahav is, I call Trump to chas ahav. Ahav is a big blanket. It's like you said, like a drop in the ocean. Everything is in one big ocean. And there's no chilukim. And then the midas ha-gevura, the midas ha-din is not awakened. So the ikke yichud kuchbichu shchinte is to a haft l'reacha kamaycha. V'sha'kol ha-mitzvahs, that's what Hillel Zakim was saying. What about all other mitzvahs? V'sha'kol ha-mitzvahs hem kamoy perish l'hazbir ha-yichud. It's only a perish to explain this yichud, but the ikke yichud is what? Kuchbichu shchinte is through v'haft l'reacha kamaycha, that realization that it's echad be'echad. And all the other mitzvahs are perushim. He says, "Dahainu." Means like this. Dahainu. Be'ezah oifen yayichud im chachmasu b'chachmasu b'talmud Torah. So when you're learning Torah, that's a yichud. But that's a yichud, that yichud is taking place. In other words, then there's a oneness between Hashem and the Jewish people, an intellectual oneness. In other words, it's that aspect of unity, the intellectual aspect of being one with God. When you learn Torah, the intellect is one with God's intellect, but the whole Kulach Yofer Rayasi, the whole program of Echad Be'echad is V'haftu Echad Kamoicha. And then there are Perusha. Da'ainu Be'ez Oifni Ayichudim Chachmosu B'chachmosu B'talmud Torah. When it's with the intellect, it's B'talmud Torah. V'ahavu B'ahavu V'sharim Midas Ayde Sharim Mitzvahs. K'moishu B'odim Mizdabik Mizkashim Chaveru Sibas Yizkashu Su Ahavu Hamitis. Like you have two people, they love each other. This kashrus is the ahava, the true love that binds them together. Vayichud pamim b'dibur. Sometimes the way that is manifested, sometimes the way that love is expressed, is the way that they speak to each other. Shemadabi ima divrei chachma. They speak divrei chachma. Upamim they speak midas. Sometimes it's b'midas. Sometimes it's with feelings, with emotions. It's not that they speak to each other. It's feelings for each other. But all of those different manifestations are exactly that, manifestations of what? Of the dveikus of the ahava. So all of the mitzvahs of Torah are manifestations, are giluyim of the echad be'echad, of the ahava. The etzem ahava is v'ahavta recha kamoich. Bizgalus havasal of upamim b'maisa. Sometimes the love between friends is manifested in b'toyvus gashmis, that they do favors for each other. He picks them up, gives them a lift. Lends him some money. He's doing a taiva. V'kach yesh ramach mitzvah sesei, heim ramach evarm demalka, and there are 248 positive commandments, there are 248 limbs of the king. But a mitzvah zu ikra yichud be'evezeh. And with each particular mitzvah, the yichud is with tefillin, whatever, the arm. In other words, it's a different manifestation of that yichud, of that oneness. Each mitzvah, 248 limbs of the king. And that's what the mitzvahs tell us, which part of the body corresponds to which mitzvahs and so on. V'shabachin is klulim by. It's all one system. At the end here, he goes a little bit to something that's more alpi Kabbalah, and that would be futile to read at this point. We're going to have to go, once we learn Mishashem the whole thing over again, be'iyun, then we'll be ready to get to the last few sentences. But to read it now, this is already just, it'll be just totally confusing. It might be already confused. I hope not. But Mitzvah Shem, once we stop and we go separately on each piece of the Torah, and and we put it together, so then we'll be able to then come back to the end and to read the end, and we'll have a mitzvah Hashem, an appreciation for what it really means. And where do the loy says fit into all of this? What about all the lavim? What about all the averis that could destroy the yichud, that could separate? How does all of that fit into this? So mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll begin to learn more be'in inside.